You're ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. I'm Pao. My Twitter handle is iconpicfix.
I'm Dean.
My Twitter handle is iconfastfiction.
Yay!
We're back again.
Today, we're recording our episode at Brewology.
Mm-hmm.
It's along Mother Ignacia in Quezon City. Pero hindi kami dito talaga nagstay ni Dean kanina. We actually went to a Huxley
event.
We're
gonna talk about that. Okay.
Yeah. We went to Bo's Coffee
in
Maganhawa. We supported the Yunbin Philippines Cup Sleeve event. We were there. However, because Dean is such a chicken, and nakakahawa yung pagiging chicken niya. Hindi kami nanghingi ng cup sleeve kasi you have to approach the admins of Yunbin Philippines. And being the Nuna fangirls, nahiya kaming dalawa kasi ang babata nila.
I felt so shy and
This is not like the other cup sleeve events kasi. In other cup sleeve events in which you just have to buy your drink and then ask the barista for your cup sleeve.
Yeah.
Eto, you have to buy a drink,
yeah,
and then go up the second floor and ask for the cup sleeve from the admin. So
yes, which wala. We did not have. Well, I did not have the guts to do.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but then like the admins of Yunbin Philippines were so nice because
we actually tweeted about it na nahiya kami, so hindi kami lumapit, and then they DM'd us and asked us if we want to get the cup sleeves and the PCs. Of course, we said yes. So, may reserved cup sleeve at photo cards na kami, even when we chickened out. So, thank you, Yunbin Philippines, for that. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in one of the events.
Yeah, and hopefully, we won't be losers then.
I swear.
We'll be more sociable.
Sobrang worse nung pagiging losers natin.
We'll get better at this.
So after that, we went here because ever since, no, we really like this cafe.
Yeah, we first came here for the Bobby Cup Sleeve event.
December.
Last year. December 2018. And then we just really liked the place. It's very cozy. The bulgogi kimchi fried rice is really good.
Yung una kong order dito for the Bobby Cup Sleeve event last December was the Heaven and Earth. So I knew that it was so good because I like, we like affogato,
yes.
Diba? So we're fans of affogato.
Yeah.
This one has
coffee jelly.
Yeah. And instead of pouring like hot coffee on the ice cream, you pour a cold brew.
Yeah.
So, in fairness, masarap siya.
It's really good. You should try it.
And then, nakakatawa kasi Heaven and Earth, yung acronym. Initials niya, yung acronym ng Heaven and Earth is H-O-E, which is basically June.
Wow. I think I might have posted something like that kasi they have H-O-E written on like the menu.
Yeah.
And then we added like J-U-N.
Because
I'm whipped like that. So.
Well, we've been to a lot of cup sleeve events naman na. I don't see that kind of event stopping at any time soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully, mag-evolve na siya to the cup holders.
Oh, wow.
When I went to Singapore, there are a lot of cup sleeve events.
Yeah.
Pero the new thing in Singapore for the Singapore fans are actually cup holders.
Yeah.
Which is more expensive.
Like the ones in Cafe Plating.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Pero so far, wala pa akong nakikitang icon cup holder event. Like, even in other countries. I only went to Selfie Cafe. I was able to take a picture of the, like, a wall of all the cup sleeve events that they had.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about Selfie Cafe in Singapore is that they also print the face of the idol on top of your drink.
Because that's the selling point of the Selfie Cafe.
Selfie Cafe in Singapore is actually in Haji Lane.
Pretty cool area. Oh, we did like have dinner there when we watched Icon for the first time. We went to Louvre.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a good place to have drinks. Really great cocktails.
Cocktail.
Louvre, like roof but with an L. Yeah. Would you like something to drink? Yeah. Anyway.
We're being losers. Tama na. Okay. So for the next couple of minutes, Dean will victimize me. Nararamdaman ko na.
That's the theme of our episode today.
Victimize Pao. At all costs.
Yes. We will play a little game that we just kind of thought up like 20 minutes ago. We're recording this on the Saturday after that entire week when Icon had a lot of university like festivals. Tantoter went crazy. Yeah. Like everyone serving
especially
late.
Last
like,
night.
Yeah, oh yeah, last night Handin revealed his new Targaryen lion mane or Malfoy mane, whichever fandom
yeah,
he's
whichever.
For. And everyone's just going crazy. Oh, and then Bobby had red hair.
Oh,
Jinan has like a silver grayish new-ish hair, which looked really
that,
good as well.
To that point, I think sinadya nila yun. Kasi nasa all women's university sila kagabi.
I know, and they were throwing like pickup lines everywhere.
Breaking every girl's heart.
Pao's heart was especially broken. Like, I was cool with it.
It's a good thing that I was really working hard last night.
So we just thought like, we love all the boys of Icon. Parang hindi usa yung you're just supporting one member. But for this episode, I want us, particularly Pao, to suffer. And so we will play a game where we are forced to choose between two things about Icon. And it's like a your gut, like your reflex answer. So it can be between two members, can be between like two songs, or just anything Icon related. And we're gonna call it the iconic lightning round, which
yes.
I just thought of right now.
I was thinking icons, this or that.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, I like that more. Icons, this or that.
Yeah.
So the mechanics is that we will alternate asking a question and making us choose between two things. And then we have to answer at the same time. And hopefully we surprise ourselves also, because the idea is that you don't have to think about it too much and you just answer what you think. Before we start, I guess we should do like a practice round, shall we?
Yep.
I have a very easy sample question that we can go
oh my
with.
God. I'm so scared for my life.
Lalabas na yung totoong feelings ni Pao. I'm gonna ask the question and then I'm gonna count 1, 2, 3.
And we're gonna
answer
together,
and then we say
it
at the same
right?
time. So the practice question is, choose between these two Icon songs. Rubber Band or Love Scenario? 1, 2, 3.
Rubber band.
So easy. That was like super easy. That's like nothing compared to the future questions. But we just wanted to practice. Are you ready, Pao?
Ready?
The real
Am I
deal.
Ready?
So my questions will be targeted to stress Pao out. And her questions will be targeted to stress me out. I guess it's a context. Jeez, this girl has a top five. There's only 7 of them, Pao. Like, that's not fair.
The, you know, if Dane has a stable top three.
A very solid top three.
I have a stable bottom two.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
No.
That is like, the it's hilarious, but it's so mean. And now you have to explain what the rank is. That's really, and knowing that my top one is your bottom seven, I feel bad for him, but whatever.
Top 3 na lang.
Fine. Oh,
kasi at least yun, medyo solid yun for me.
So may top 3. Ngayon pa lang, hindi na siya makara. Paano na later?
Okay, in no particular order. So it's Hanbin, Yun Young, and Bobby.
Okay.
And how about you, Dane?
Mine is, unfortunately, June is number one. Like, I can't help it. It just happened. And then, today, I think it's Hanbin on number 2 and Bobby number 3. Bias wreckers. Who are your bias wreckers?
May explanation kasi ako
sure,
dun sa bias wreckers
ahead.
Ko.
Go ahead.
Okay. So yung top 4 ko talaga.
Oh, see? Is... Ngayon top 4 na, guys. Kaya top 3 lang. Hindi talaga siya maka-decide. Oh my God.
So my ultimate bias is Bobby. But my bias wrecker for number 1 is Hanbin.
Okay.
So my second ultimate bias. Wala po ultimate bias nga ta second, diba?
See?
Is Yun Young. Pero my bias wrecker for that spot. It's Kim Dong-hyuk. So don't judge me. I'm pretty sure that a lot of iconics are having a hard time picking
exactly.
who is who.
Yes, this is like a general sentiment.
I don't think someone is gonna judge me for that. I think people are gonna judge you for having a stable top three.
But my bias records are actually Chanwoo and Yun Young. So yeah, like the good boys sometimes try to make their way into the top three when the bad boys are being bad. Anyway.
Pero just a curious question. Like, who's your original bias?
Like, the first...
Maybe team... No, mix and match here.
No. Who is next? Like, in who is next?
Ah, okay.
The first person I noticed was Jinan. Because the...
Oh my God.
Parang... Because I'd seen... I was parang watching it in real time, meaning as the episodes were coming out. But the episode that really got me interested in them was the one where they pranked Jinan.
Yeah.
When Junae and Dongyuk were pretending to fight.
Yeah.
Sobrang kuwawa ni Jinan eh.
Sobra.
And then it was funny that he was the oldest, but he looked so like young, like such a baby.
Mm.
So I thought he was the most adorable. And then they were comparing him to Taeyang. I mean, YG was comparing him to Taeyang. I thought that was really cute. Strangely enough, like the first one I noticed. And like that was the episode that made me watch the whole thing.
Oh.
So like really commit to it, you know what I mean? So, but what about you?
Oh, that's so funny because it's also Jinan for me. I used to collect like all the postcards of Jinan. I had to let them go because at some point it's pointless to collect the postcards because it's like random. They're not official. I had to let them go kasi literal guys, kalat lang sila sa bahay ko.
You called Jinan kalat.
No, because
so
remember, I'm the official merch lady.
Yeah. Oh, to be fair, PD Nim has always been Hanbin.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you the first time I really sold her into Icon. Actually, Team B pa lang sila nun. The two of us were traveling, we're in Korea. We were celebrating New Year's together in Korea because we wanted to party. That's a whole other story, by the way. Because we watched, we went to a concert, we went to a New Year's Eve party, and there were a lot of great artists. Icon wasn't even Icon then. Sorry. Anyway, I digress. But at our hostel, or at a guest house, we'd always have the TV on, and they would keep replaying. I don't know if it was Who Is Next or during that time, Mix and Match na. I can't remember. And then I kept showing her Hanbin. And she was like, wow, he's guapo. And like for some reason, she just like...
May sagot ako dun.
What?
Wow, he's guapo. Duh!
I mean, yeah, of course, right?
Who are we kidding?
Okay, so context. I was always Team B from the start. But see, PD Nim, when she wasn't watching Who Is Next yet, and she just knew that I was Team B, just to annoy me, she would support Team A. So, just to annoy me. So I knew that it was gonna be an uphill climb to sort of convince her to like stand Team B. Turns out I just needed her to see Hanbin, and she was sold. So yeah, that's the story. So to be fair, she's like pretty loyal.
Tayo lang naman yung mahilig mag-swerve.
Well, ikaw talaga. I mean, you just gotta own it, girl.
Well, mahirap maging bias si Bobby. Okay, anyway.
Oh, that's true. That's a for a whole other like segment. But yeah, that's true. Yeah. Grabe yung hugot mo dun. I felt it. So then, are you ready to start?
Yes.
So the question is, choose between Bobby's rapping or Hanbin's rapping. You just say the member. 1, 2, 3. Bobby.
Ano ba?
Grabe. If you think about Show Me the Money,
Bobby like, really shines.
But then I also really like B.I. That song.
To be fair, you can't compare Show Me the Money's B.I.
Yes.
And Show Me the Money's Bobby.
He was
because
like super
B.I.
stressed.
Yeah. B.I. was so stressed back then.
Yeah, yeah.
He was doing Mix and Match at the same time writing songs for,
he was
for,
like, for
their
mix
pre-debut
and match.
Debut songs.
He was doing the choreography.
Yeah, it
in
was
mix
really
and
crazy.
Match. I mean,
and he's writing his own rap for Show Me the
yes.
Money.
And he did have like a mini meltdown, right?
Yeah.
Mix and Match.
Remember when he went to
Han River and he
Han
wanted
River.
To go to Busan, but he didn't know how. So Han River was the furthest he knew how to go. Oh, anyway, my heart.
Yeah.
My take is I feel like Hanbin's the more all around musician. I think his strength is really producing. He's super strong in producing the way Bobby is super strong in rapping and then vice versa. Your turn.
Okay.
Make me cry.
Okay. If you have to choose one song that you would listen over and over for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Tende or One and Only? 1, 2, 3.
Tende.
One and Only. Oh my god. Wow. Tapos kong piliin si Bobby as a rapper.
Biglang
tumiwalag naman.
Explain yourself.
I really like One and Only over Tende. Masyado kasing senhol yung nasa-stress ako sa Tende.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Hindi fair.
Talking about his Nuna, who's like, and he has like friends with benefits.
And obviously,
lines.
Nuna ako ni Bobby, diba? So, nakaka-stress siya. Whereas, One and Only, I really like the wit of Hanbin, how he wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
The real meaning of Dot Day in Korean mm-hmm. is like the last cigarette.
Right.
I've been wanting to post that lyrics in my personal social media. And then I researched about it. Apparently, when you say you're a Dotle, that means that you're so special, you're the best, because you're the last.
Yeah. Very apt. Hanbin. For Hanbin.
One mean, and only.
There's no one else.
Indeo. Okay.
Wow. Me, I really just like love and fall. Like the concept of it. Listening to Tende reminds me of the visuals of that video and just that whole concept of boyfriend Bobby in the summer. So yeah, it makes me feel good. I can probably listen to it every day. I probably listen to Love and Fall, especially this summer. I've been listening to it like at least every other day, every time I drive. It's been my summer jam. But actually, my favorite song in the album would have to be Alien and Lean On Me. Okay, dalawa pa rin. I really can't choose.
Hindi talaga siya pwede. May yeah. Isa lang.
My next question. Boldak 131 or Cafe Plate? 1, 2, 3.
Cafe Plate. Not that we haven't been to Boldak.
We haven't been.
But the thing is, I think for me, I really have a thing for cafes, I guess.
Same.
Yeah. Feeling ko kasi parang mas warm and toasty sa Plate than sa Boldak.
Yeah.
It's a like nice, even with the pictures yeah. and even with like you know
and the aesthetic is yeah. just nice to hang out again. Yeah.
Oh, if yeah. you haven't been to Plate, it's a cafe that serves good food and good yeah. drinks, and it's screaming icon.
And it's owned by Janan's Nuna. Yeah. Listen to our first episode when we talk about when we first went to Cafe Plate. Okay, your turn.
All right, next. Imagine if YG had a meltdown.
Okay.
And he said that he will only debut one subunit from Icon.
Okay.
Would it be Bob Dong subunit mm-hmm. or Double B subunit?
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
Why am I the one stressing out here? This is so a reversal of fortune.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Double
Bob
B.
Bob Dong. Do you want to defend?
I will defend my answer. Gosh, like Anthem was just my jam. Like I just really like seeing Hanbin and Bobby. First of all, it reminds me of GD and Top. GD and Top's album is like one of my most favorite K-pop albums ever in my 10 years of K-pop fangirling. Oh my god, that's
oh
like
gosh,
the
yeah.
best jam ever. And the fact that Mob alluded to Don't Leave.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Anyway, I really like
it's
it.
It's like they
it's
gave
an homage to, yeah, yeah, paid tribute to that. That's really cool. So, yeah, so I like that energy. If you think about it, like, Bobby and Hanbin are these two powerful individuals. The way that they can work together as a duo, I feel is like a unique thing. Like, they're able to, yeah, it's just the power is insane. Like, I'm trying to think of a metaphor, but if it's like Iron Man and Captain America. Did a subunit. Like, that's, to me, that's what it's like. Iron Man and Captain America did a subunit. It would be Double B. Not like, I love Bob Dong, but I like, just Double B. That, yeah.
For me, kasi, I really think that Bob Dong, okay, I'm not, I just don't want to be the jinx, but I really think that Bob Dong subunit will not happen.
You're saying this after they performed
yeah.
in Chemistry. Yeah.
So, okay. mas may probability kasi mangyari si Double B. So, okay. Parang ako, I'd rather say yeah. it to the universe na please, let it be Bob Dong.
I got it. I got what you're saying.
Because I really think that Hanbin did say that, you know, Bobby and him are working on a subunit.
Yeah.
So, that basically already seals the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But with Bob Dong, it's like
wala pa.
Di complete
sure.
silence.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. After seeing Surf, hearing them sing live and
yeah.
how they staged it, oh
yeah.
my goodness, like, it's gonna be precious.
Yeah.
So I need the Bob Dog subunit universe.
It's actually a good segue to my next question.
Holy.
Which is
no.
Surf or Swim? 1, 2, 3. Surf.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Can't
yeah,
believe.
That was easy.
You're
what about Surf or Secret? 1, 2, 3.
Surf. I like the summer the feels of Surf. More than the lyrics, I think I like how it's a bop.
It's totally yeah. a jam, yeah. It's a bop. Yeah. I think
so, yeah, Surf yeah. wins for me.
Yeah. I think like just the excitement that we've
yeah.
that has built
like
up
Icon
after
TV
yeah,
era.
We've been wanting to hear the whole thing. And it didn't disappoint in Chemistry. So we didn't go to Chemistry, by the way. I feel like that was a lost opportunity. But like I've just been so tired from
yeah.
like yeah. Anyway, we just been so tired from traveling. So,
Not yet. We need to recharge our feels. And also our wallets.
Yeah, that's true.
If you will be shipping Hanbin to one girl, would it be Kim Ji-won or Kang Sol-gi?
Okay. Can we just use our first name so it's faster?
Okay. One, two, three.
Ji-won. Yeah. That was easy. Like, just the
but
way...
But I also like Sol-gi.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a very close second.
Like, if I see them on stage together, feeling ko parang, oh my gosh, si Ji-won ba talaga or si Sol-gi?
It's just the way Hanbin lit up. In that show they were on, when he was talking about Kim Ji-won, and then he sang... I get nervous. Is that the English translation? By the way, that's like another song I'd love for him to release. Yeah. Like, please. Yeah. And the way he talks about her, na parang, oh, like, he doesn't want to meet her in person. Yeah. But he just wants to admire her from the afar. Like, that's the cutest, purest thing.
It's like the freshman who has a big crush on the senior.
On, like, the senior. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the senior is so popular. Yeah. And the freshman is I'm just a worm. Pero ang cute. Like, I have this fantasy of what if kinilig din si Kim Ji-won na muse siya ni Hanbin.
Oh, yeah. I know. I hope she knows.
Yeah. I hope she knows. And I hope, like, she reacts on that, like, one of these days.
Yeah.
Like, I won't get mad. Totally. Like, I'm totally gonna be supportive. No, I mean, kasi diba, there are fans, like, they don't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, they're persons as well.
Yeah.
So, they have their own lives.
I think that's the cool thing about Iconics is they... Like, if anything, it's the Iconics who are, like, pushing Hanbin. Oh, my God, like, get a girlfriend already. So, that's, like, a very unique fan experience compared to, like, other fandoms.
Yeah.
Okay, just say the name of the member. So, Hanbin's tattoos or Bobby's tattoos? One, two, three.
Hanbin's
Bobby's. Oh, my God, I totally hesitated. Explain yourself, Tao.
Dude.
Have you chosen Bobby at all in our questions?
Hindi ko alam. I guess because Bobby's tattoos are more hidden, whereas
that's why it's sexy.
No, yung kay Hanbin kasi parang it's screaming like you have to look at my tattoo. Do you get that? Like
I totally get it.
Yeah, so. Alam mo yung pag nakasilip yung nihilism niya.
Ashi, yeah, that's
it. Na parang ako, ayoko yung tignan kasi nasa-stress ako. Yeah. But I have to look at it because it's like there.
Yeah, I was also gonna say Hanbin first just because of that. But, and oh my gosh, don't hate
and
me for this.
The sex cut tattoo.
That's the one I have an issue with. I mean, I love the placement. Like, I find that like a really sexy part of like a guy's like body. But the font he chose, I'm sorry, don't hate me, but the font he chose was super messy. And honestly, I don't know how it would age.
Feeling
know,
nothing about tattoos. Feeling ko sinadya. Yeah.
I don't know if it's his handwriting or whatever, but so that kind of took points down for me. Because then the nihilism one was like perfect. And then he has this other weird tattoo that like everyone was speculating what it was. Like people were saying it was Johnny Depp's face in Fear and Loathing in Las. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, so that kind of took points on just because I don't know. But Bobby's back tattoo, like, it was about God, right?
Yeah, fear only God, hate only sin.
It looked so, like, neat and sexy in the back.
He does have like, another biblical tattoo, the pray about everything, worry about nothing.
See?
So, it's really nice.
Like, I love a church boy with tattoos.
Oh, and like, by the way, like...
That's just...
So nice that Bobby's dad
and his dad,
Bobby's
and his
bro
brother.
And Bobby has the same tattoos.
Do you think Ra'an will get one when he's old enough?
Oh yeah,
that'd be so cute, like three generations. Tao, you didn't choose him. I mean, I just want to put it on the record.
Kasi nga nasa stress ako sa kanya. So this is my opportunity not to get stressed.
Wow, that's great.
I'm entering my medium round, I guess. I think. Junae's love scenario dance break.
Okay.
Or Bob Dong's surf dance break.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Love scenario. Of course, love scenario.
Pero kasi ang cute ng dance break.
Yeah, in the MV. Yeah. And he had like the pink reddish hair. Yeah, that was cool. And he had like the really long coat. Mm.
Junae is actually at my bottom two. Hindi talaga. Hindi
He's
talaga
like ako. His bottom seven. Grabe.
Hindi. Silang dalawa ni Chanu yung bottom. Seven. The reason behind that, na ako masyadong mahilig sa pretty boy.
Yeah.
So, mahilig ako sa talented.
Excuse you! Oh my god.
No, I mean, if you're a pretty boy with a talent, like, I'll put you still at the bottom.
Yeah.
So may record the hunger.
Yeah, yeah. She has. Yeah, she's been consistent with all, like.
For the record, the in shiny, my bottom member is Minho. Kasi talaga mahilig sa pretty boy. So I have to say na when I saw that dance break, like for the first time that I saw Love Scenario, oh my gosh, ilang beses ko yata pinaulit-ulit yung dance break niyo. Kasi sakto, tsaka bagay sa kanya. Yeah.
But you know what? Siya din yung napansin mo sa I'm okay.
Yeah.
He was all like bloody or like bruised or whatever. Yeah. See, you're gonna get there. You're gonna be a Junae.
No, I have to thank Hanbin. Hanbin, thank you for giving Junae like the good lines and the perfect photography and cinematography.
My goal
whatever.
Is that you, yeah, that he becomes a bit of a bias wrecker, at least like for a comeback or an era for you. So hopefully it happens. I guess I'm moving into the medium part as well. Are you ready for my next question? Bobby's mom or Yoon Young's mom? 1, 2, 3.
Yunyong's mom.
I'm surprised this is your answer, considering how much you freaked out when we saw Bobby's mom.
Exactly, because I was so stressed out.
You seriously haven't picked Bobby for anything. Except if it was between two Bobby options. Which is like, obviously you're gonna pick Bobby. Like, after these questions, I think you have to say your top three again.
Itong game na to, parang I would pick anyone except Bobby. Which is sobrang labo.
Grabe. Because also, Yunyong's mom was super nice. And then, we drank so much beer at their restaurant. And I think, because my cheeks are really red, she got worried. She was like, Kentana.
It's like, Kentana or something. 3 p.m. There are two ladies drinking three big bottles of cask beer.
That's like 1.5 liters total, maybe?
Ang hindi kasi alam ng nanay niya, like, we can actually drink more.
Definitely more than that. Yeah.
Kaya naming talunin si Yoon Young.
It was a, oh, for sure. For sure.
Just a context for my next question.
Wow,
so,
context.
Parang, would it be fair to make us choose if nagustuhan ba namin yung unang beses na nakita namin yung icon, which is in Singapore, or the Manila concert?
Hey, I was thinking about that question too. Anyway.
But then, I'm pretty sure that both of us will agree that it's the Manila
for sure.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. So, my question is, the birthday fan project or the Rainbow Ocean fan project?
Okay, I have an answer.
So, 1, 2, 3.
Birthday.
Rainbow.
Oh, okay. You go first. Or okay.
I have to say that it's the Rainbow Ocean Project or the Iridescent Project because that is exactly when Hanbin's shell broke. Diba nag-birthday? So, birthday and then kumuha siya ng cloth. Pero, yun yung encore na nila, diba? Yung unang beses, parang na-amaze lang siya.
You didn't get a cloth yet in the first one.
See there. So that
it was in the second.
Okay, so that's the reason why I chose Rainbow. Kasi nandun kayo nung sound check, by the way. Makikita mo na how distant.
I'm just thinking about it again. Yeah, I haven't thought about it in a while.
How distant he was, no?
Yeah.
And then parang makikita mo na parang, oh my gosh, these people, they're not worthy of my presence.
I mean, he was totally sizing up the crowd. And I mean, not to be. I mean, this is not to
be condescending.
And this is not to say anything bad, but like this had come from the Singapore one before us, right? And remember, in the Singapore one, they didn't take a picture with everyone, and I think they were telling everyone like put down your phone. So I think he was coming off of like that mood of like
here we go
let's
again.
Here we go again. So he was definitely sizing up the crowd and thinking, okay, what is this crowd gonna give us? And I'm pretty sure that he totally got more than he expected. Wow, these kids are really here to have fun, which is why I actually chose birthday was because, I mean, it was a party, like it was wild. I mean, I feel like, and it's something that I think was very unique to the Philippines, because like in Japan, right, and I think even in Seoul, very organized the fans, and when they do fan projects, like, you know, they're all like waving their convets at the same time, and it's all about this sort of very organized, beautiful thing. Mm. But like, I don't think anyone has made a project where it was a project that turned the concert into a party.
It's like party like 99.
Like it was insane. And if you see fan cams from like really up high, like you see like everyone's like going up and down, jumping up and down, like it looked like the place was shaking. Yeah. And I don't think they've had that anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it was largely really thanks to the birthday project. So,
by the way, maraming salamat Divisoria for supplying those. Yeah. Clocks.
I will say though that when Bobby said, "Oh, it's a rainbow," yeah, like,
and he was saying that after they sang "Just for You," so beautiful, he said.
Yeah.
So, medyo na ano ako din, parang shocks. Yeah. Oh my goodness, this is really it.
Yeah.
And we did it.
And they posted like 5 out of 7 of them. Yeah. 5 out of 7 posted the rainbow. Yeah. So, I mean, that just goes to show that also really like
props to
they
those,
were really reminded of that.
Props
also
to those who really thought of those fan projects.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I still have the sticker of the rainbow project on my phone. So every time I put the torch on, it's still purple. It's purple, right? Yeah, the purple one.
Yeah. My sticker is stuck dun sa corkboard ko. Sinilagay ko talaga siya dun, together with all the banners. Yeah.
And then the heart sticker that they put on your cheek, it used to be on my phone. Like, I transferred it
Me
to
too.
My phone, pero nawala na yung stickiness na. Because it was on my skin for a while. So, yeah.
Next question, please.
Oh my gosh, it's me. Sorry, I'm so into that question. I forgot. Cooking with Yunyoung or recording studio with Hanbin? 1, 2, 3
Hanbin.
Actually, I wasn't sure about my answer too. I'm like, wait, sure na ba ako? Anyway.
Just so you know, hindi ako masyadong marunong magluto. Learning what Hanbin is doing versus learning what Yunyoung is doing, I'd rather learn cooking.
Yeah.
Feeling ko kasi mapapagalitan ako ni Hanbin. Kunwari, oh, sige, try to record something.
Oh,
and then,
God.
I'm off-key. But, you know, like, I don't want to see Tiger Bin on our date. So, I would rather, like, date cooking Yunyoung.
I actually want to see Tiger Bin, like, screaming at the other members. No, I mean, I love how passionate he is and how much of a professional he is. I actually like that about Icon a lot. I mean, recently, in one of the university festivals, there was a fan cam of Jinan going around na he was upset with the sound guys because there was no sound when they were performing. And he was visibly upset. And I super like the fact that they're so professional. They really take care of their performance and they really value it. And you're never gonna see them just performing without heart.
Yeah.
And I feel like Hanbin's totally that way in the studio and I would totally love to see him go all Tiger Bin on them and just be like intense. Because I like that's gonna be so attractive. I'd be scared, of course. And to be fair, like the context, I didn't think the context was okay. Din, like you record something. I wouldn't want that either. I would cry. So just like being a fly on the wall, watching him produce would be like a dream. I always say like I hope Genius.com interviews him because I feel like yeah, he's totally the talent that they should interview because
right.
His craft is just it's up there.
You know, since napag-usapan na rin lang naman si Yunyoung na nagluluto.
Okay.
So, if you can stare at someone for the whole day, would you rather stare at the shirtless Bobby playing his computer games?
Okay.
Or apron-wearing Yunyoung cooking jajangmyeon? 1, 2, 3
Bobby.
Yunyoung.
I knew you were gonna say Yunyoung.
Kasi masustress ako kapag si Bobby is shirtless siya.
Should have asked something like, if you wanted to stress me out, should have asked like, Yunyoung in an apron, or June writing his poems, or like working out, or June playing with Bangdek. But that was an easy one.
Talaga, masa-stress ka kapag either si June or si Yunyoung yung choice.
I mean, I would choose, oh yeah, no. Yeah, I would choose, oh, that's true. I would
diba?
Choose June. Oh,
obviously,
that's true.
You'll
yeah.
choose June over whoever.
Yeah. Oh, it should have been shirtless Bobby. Oh no, yeah, I would still choose June. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I hate my life.
Okay. So, Dane, you want to stare at shirtless Bobby?
Oh yeah. No, this is like relative to watching Yunyoung cook. Because Bobby's in my top 3. So I'm just sticking to my strategy. I didn't choose him because he was shirtless. To be fair, if he had a shirt on, I would still choose him. So Bobby,
really?
Yeah, because Bobby's in my top 3.
Okay.
So
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, now it's my turn. Choose between Yeonam-dong or Hanam City. 1, 2, 3
Yeonam-dong.
Finally, you chose something Bobby related.
Hanam-si is actually where Yunyoung's family's restaurant is. And
I guess where he grew up,
yeah,
also.
Most probably that's where he grew up. So it's different from Yeonnam-dong, because Yeonnam-dong has a more tightly knit neighborhood, whereas Hanam City, tightly knit din naman sila, kaya lang kasi mas malaki yung road, tapos, or maybe dahil hindi tayo pumasok dun sa loob nung...
But I feel like, it's more suburban, almost.
Mm. Feeling ko mas mainstream si Yeonnam-dong.
Like, more urban in city si Yeonnam-dong.
But, to be honest, both places have their own personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would choose Yeonnam-dong anytime. Because for me, I guess, that's where Bobby grew up.
Actually, my reason was, there's so many great cafes in Yeonnam-dong.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, also that. So...
ito madali lang to.
Okay.
So, mix and match era, where they have to do dance covers. Would you pick Rocket dance cover? Rocket dance cover is the Won't You Sit That
Okay, okay, yeah, got it. Yeah, it's the Won't You Sit That Ass cover. Okay, got it.
Okay. Or Get Like Me cover.
Oh my god.
Okay. One, two, three.
Get like me. That was OG, man. And the way like Jinan appeared.
I know. And then, at saka yung time kasi na yun, bias ko pa si Jinan nun. So parang, oh my god. This is like perfect.
Oh, and you know what? In hindsight, I think that was the first time na medyo napansin ko na si Junae talaga. Because he danced really well.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I noticed him in Climax because sobrang ganda talaga ng voice niya. But I wasn't like, oh my god, he's gonna be my bias. Yeah. But in Get Like Me, I was like, oh, this boy can dance. And like, which one was he before? I'm sorry, pero parang in Who Is Next, he didn't make that much of an impression on me. It's very sentimental then, just because after Who Is Next, parang Get Like Me was one of the first things they put out. So I was like, oh, I miss them. They're still awesome.
Yeah. But I think it's very good to mention Rocket. Kasi, Hanbin, guys. Like, doing that.
Oh my god.
Dance
and when he did that in Running Man.
Oh my god. Like, stress talaga si Song Ji Hyo sa
kanya. And, like, of course. I mean, luckiest girl alive.
Yeah.
That was insane. This is a fun fact, but fact check me. I'm not sure, but this is what my observation was. If you watch the Rocket performance in Mix and Match, but there's a part where Hanbin jumps front. They cut it abruptly because I think when he jumped, he landed off. Like, he slipped.
Ah, yeah.
Pero they cut it. Fact check me. But I kind of observed that just because I've seen it like a million times. Anyway, it's still awesome. Oh no, but I also like Rocket because it's sobrang intense ni Tiger Bin when he was teaching that song and that speech. So, but okay, but yeah, it's Get Like Me.
Yeah, Get Like Me. Get Like Me is our winner. May pattern na yung last three questions ko. So, just observe what the pattern is.
Okay.
Surprise! You are giving birth to a really cute baby.
What the hell? Okay.
Would you rather him or her have Hanbin's nose or Juna's smile? One, two, three.
Hanbin's nose. Oh no, I'm sorry, Junae. But Hanbin's nose for sure. It is perfect. As in.
Hello. I mean,
it's perfect.
Hindi yun retoke, guys.
No amount of plastic surgery can do that to someone else's nose. That's just a gift from God. Like
that nose.
He was hashtag blessed. Junae's smile is adorable, but Hanbin's nose. Yeah. Okay. Beer with Bobby or wine with Donghyuk? One, two, three.
Bobby.
There.
Naman.
Yeah.
Though, okay, I'm trying to tone down on my beer intake.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Totally
to be honest. Pero, for me, I would enjoy drinking beer with Bobby more than drinking wine with Domio. Kasi alam ko hindi ako malalasing sa wine.
Grabe!
So parang gusto ko yung tipong matitipsy ako. Tapos ang saya lang ng tipsy ko.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Do you remember that show where Bobby met with the fan? And then they went to the convenience store and he was picking beer for her? Oh no! Yeah. That was cute.
Obviously, mahilig sa beer si kuya.
I-judge niya na cask beer yung gusto mo. So I don't think they like cask beer.
To be honest, kung may choice ako, I would actually pick a Polish beer.
I would go with Hoegaarden. Regular Hoegaarden.
I'll pick like super box. The dark brew.
I was like in love with dark brews. Remember in Saigon, you had that weird like, we got a beer flight. So it was like different kinds of craft beer. And you like the one that was like in there.
Yeah, even the one in Capitolio. I think it's closed now, right?
We were in Capitolio. Oh, yeah.
Capitolio Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I have a thing for dark brew.
You do. I like fruity, citrusy ones. So.
If I'm drinking with the dude, specifically Bobby, I would be like, let's drink dark brew, bro.
I'd probably drink like Ho Garden or Paul Lanner. Or maybe good
or
old
Super
San Miguel,
for me,
just like represent, you know.
For me, I would also drink Super Bock with Bobby.
Yeah. Actually, not San Miguel, Red Horse. Oh, like you like San Miguel beer. Actually, there's another one. There's another Filipino beer that's like
way
really
better
good.
Than San Miguel beer.
Didn't someone say that they drank Red Horse when they were here?
Yeah, yeah.
At the concert?
There were receipts of...
Oh, yeah, there were receipts. I remember those photos, yeah. I don't know why we always end up... I mean, talking about alcohol.
Because
cocktail.
We're alcoholic people.
Like, well, we did choose Cocktail as the cocktail, opening song of this podcast.
Obviously.
So.
Okay, so it's my turn. You're cursed to be in a room with an icon member. And
why
you
would
have
that
to,
be a curse?
It's a curse.
That's a blessing.
And you have to endure talking to him in English for the rest of your life. Which will you choose? Kim Hanbin or Ku Junhui? 1, 2, 3.
Junhui. I mean, that Okinawa story. He can tell that like a million times. I will not get tired of it. I mean, Hanbin, everything's in English. I can't speak English. It's funny. But dude, nothing beats when I was Okinawa. Like, that was perfect. Doing it all the way. And he's gotten better now. Like, in his beard,
yeah.
So
and he's
cute.
Been singing English, so.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh no, okay, now I'm freaking out. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Well, for me, hindi ko pala surprise na pinili ko si Junhui over Hanbin.
No, because that's just, Junhui wins, so why did you choose him?
Oh, imagine mo, parang mahihirapan ka na rin lang. Di sana matawa ka na rin, diba? So I would pick Junhui just because I know for sure that we will have a hard time communicating with each other in English. But then, let's just laugh about each
but
other.
But like, I also feel like he'd be the kind of person to say, why am I trying to speak English? You try to speak Korean. And then that'd be even funnier.
Where?
because I'm talking to you, this is a merch question. Love and Fall or Who is Next 100 Days? 1, 2, 3. Who
Love
is
and
next?
Fall.
Finally, you chose Bobby. What about the Bobby photo card in Who is Next? That's like super rare.
Well, I'm not going to give it up. So.
You have to. That's why you have to choose.
No, I'll pick Love and Fall.
Okay.
I
love
mean,
or Fall?
Oh my god. That's
too much. 1, 2, 3.
Fall.
Love. Okay.
Because I like the orange tinge on his, you know.
Oh my god, yeah, those were the really stressful pictures.
Mas gusto ko yung orange tinge with Bobby rather than the blue one because it reminds me of summer. Like, Bobby is my summer.
Okay. Yeah. That was my last question. Okay.
So you remember in the last private stage chemistry, Junhui was drinking whiskey.
Okay.
Right? In Video Star, Hanbin had to sit on the throne. With a cherry, and he had to like eat the cherry.
Yeah.
So, would you rather pick cherry eating Hanbin in Video Star or whiskey drinking Junhui in chemistry stage?
Easy, easy, easy.
1, 2, 3. Junhui.
So the takeaway here is: see, you don't. He's not bottom material for you. You've been choosing him.
Si Bobby naman yung bottom.
Parang ganun na nga. Yeah, man. Hanbin drinking whiskey was so cool. And then, napaka-Pinoy
na. Did you just say Hanbin drinking?
I meant Junhui. We're not even drinking right now. No, but like, Junhui drinking.
I'm really 100% convinced that it's really alcohol.
No, but like, the whiskey was fine because he was like nursing it naman. But when Yoon Young made him drink the soju...
That's crazy. Crazy talaga yun.
Kaya ba siya uminom? You make a face when you drink soju kasi hindi talaga siya masarap. Pero na-controlling face niya eh. So I was like, oh, this dude drinks
I mean,
a lot.
For me, it's like vodka. I don't like vodka. So when I drink vodka, I make a face. And if you make me drink Sprite vodka, it's still make a face.
Did I make you try Ciroc?
Yeah. And I don't like vodka in general.
Yeah, but it's cleaner, right? Like, I can drink that without making a face.
I'd rather drink...
I can down that without making a face. I think that's why we got super drunk that night.
I can...
Because we were downing that.
I can drink tequila straight. Without making a face.
You're supposed to drink it straight.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Without making a face.
Okay. But soju, I feel like, he was downing it in
He has a glass, like half full glass of soju. And he was just chugging it down.
But it was real, right?
Like a real man.
Yeah. So, but I thought the whiskey one was funny. Tapos kumakanta pa siya, so parang magka-karaoke ka ba? Questions are done.
So what's our takeaway, Dave?
So who's your top three now? And you have to rank it.
Yeah, it's still Bobby, Yun Young, and Hanbin.
See, that's the dangerous thing is like you don't pick him in like the details, but for some reason he's still your top one.
He's my dotde.
There you go.
Buisep.
Yuck, that's so cheesy and cringy. I love it.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, so if you're ever in Brewology and wanna have drinks after, go to Cinco, like right next door. They're really good cocktails. Really affordable. The whiskey sour is really good and it's so cheap. It's like half the price. Of like
by
the way, one in
Mahati. Not for kids.
Oh yeah, but like drink responsibly, enjoy responsibly. I'm contractually obliged to do that because I used to work in the industry.
So yeah. That's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And just in case you have your own answers, please tweet us.
And actually, we'll put out like a list of questions and you can play it with your own iconic friend. Thank you so much.
Okay.
If you want us to play more games next time, give us ideas.
Yes, we'd give us ideas.
And it'd be fun if we played with like other iconics.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.